You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Got sound now?
Sound.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to have our singers, our LA Talk Radio singers.
That's a good name for us, Cameron.
I don't know. So
you're
pick
singing
a song.
Too.
I didn't bring my song sheet.
Jingle Bells.
Okay, go ahead.
We all know it.
I love how he says go ahead.
Go ahead.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Woo!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring, making spirits ride.
What
fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Whoa!
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, Cameron, Sports and Life singers.
We even have
tenor. Hey, welcome to this wonderful Christmas show. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Oh, it's awesome. Merry Christmas to
this show is out of all the year. We do it. My birthday show, which will be coming up.
Happy birthday.
That's my favorite January. Show. That's my January. Favorite show is your birthday show. My second favorite show is this one, and tied with Hanukkah show.
And then the Hanukkah show last week.
Yes.
People liked it.
But we're going to have live music this week, too.
I wish I had the song sheets. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to have we're going to have Kwanzaa. We're going to talk about Kwanzaa.
Woo! Yeah. So it's a Christmas Kwanzaa show.
I'm going to talk about Christmas. Not being brought up with Christmas, but I'll talk about Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christmas is, you know what I never knew? It was the annual festival commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. Because
uh-huh.
When we were taught in school,
it's his birthday.
Jesus is...
well, not technically his birthday. It is in Pisces. But this was the main celebration, the Saturnalia, the end of the old, the beginning of the new. Saturn being the old man.
Yeah.
And that's why you have then the baby for New Year's. And that was what was predominantly going on in the Mediterranean. They were celebrating the light, returning of the light. So that's when the Christians took over with Constantine. They put their holiday on top of it to keep it going. Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
So the true meaning of Christmas is the sun is returning, light is returning.
Sandra Elliott, everybody.
That's awesome.
I am our historian.
I love that.
She's the... Sports and Life historian.
What's going on?
I got a good story about what happened in the news. And we're going to have the guy on next week. We made sure to get the guy on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, about the government kind of not wanting us to know what's going on. That's all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's classic.
And the current president does not want the UFO story to come out. It's very interesting.
Whether he likes it or not, he's going to be at the make-believe second coming back. Yeah. I think we've nailed down the summer of 2020. That's when it's looking like we're going to do it. We may do it in 19, but it's definitely set for 2020.
Wow.
So we're going to finally have it done and out. And everybody can then stop making believe like it doesn't exist and yelling at the people that do know it exists that they're crazy. No.
I'm going to see the look on the president's face that day.
Yeah, it should be
good. Can you imagine? It's like...
Yeah, shocked.
And then his wig falls off. You know,
yeah,
I can imagine
it's his real hair. Sweetheart.
That's
his real hair. If it was a wig, we could get something. He could have gotten something better. But no, that's always been
his real hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy... what was it? Jimmy Fallon pulled his hair that time. Remember?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He did? Really?
Enjoy the cookies. We got cookies and we've got... wine after. No.
Oh my god, these are amazing.
Sparkly.
Tiny little star cookies.
Cameron, you have the best treat. Right. Mini dark chocolate stars. Woo.
Anyway, anyone was going to mention
Trader Joe's plug.
You know what? Yom Kwanzaa is the day after Christmas.
Yes.
Mm. Which is interesting because I didn't know that.
And what about Canada?
Kwanzaa. We're going to give her a little
Kwanzaa. It's also Boxer Day for the British.
Now, Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the U.S. and other nations of Africa, where in West African diaspora in the Americas. Here is Kwanzaa, which I probably pronounced wrong. Is the light candle similar to Hanukkah?
Yeah, they have like a menorah. I think there's one less candle, though.
See?
You only get 7 gifts.
I used to have to teach this stuff. Teaching elementary school for LAUSD, I taught all this stuff.
Yeah, they
have actually very good principals.
Finally.
Except for the principle of only shopping with your own people. I mean, that's a little discriminatory, but yeah, they do.
That's so racist. Yeah.
Anyway, it is getting back to Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa starts after Christmas, and it ends January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
that would make sense. I saw people shopping today at the mall, like people shopping for Kwanzaa, and it was only the one African family shopping together, and that's it. And they wouldn't shop with anybody else who wouldn't celebrate Kwanzaa. And I saw that. Yeah, that was really weird that you mentioned that, because I saw that today, And then because the little girl asked the storekeeper for help, and then her dad yelled at her because he was asking someone else to shop for them. Yeah, and then she got mad. And she's like, "How's asking the man for help wrong?"
She's got the Kwanzaa blues. There you go.
No, so that makes sense. That makes sense that you said
Kwanzaa
that. I was confused because I was like, she was just asking the store guy to help.
There's so many groups of people that are just desperately clinging to their own selves and limiting their exposure to others in order to feel good about themselves. Just feel good about yourself and forget about all the other propaganda.
Forget about it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Let's hear what's going on now,
Cameron, with the news?
We're going to have you guys do one more hit. You got one more song?
One more song? Okay.
What's the song?
I don't know. I don't have any music. I don't know.
No sheet music here.
Okay.
Well, all I know is like Santa Baby.
Why don't you tell us the next news update and we'll look it up.
Okay. Well, what are we going to do in the meanwhile? I'll give my update news. Anyway.
Do you hear a UFO update?
Well, we're not there yet, but we'll get there. By the way, there was a Congress today averted a shutdown of the government. No money. The short-term bill does not address some of the thorniest partisan issues, such as immigration.
Yeah.
And also the program that they...
DREAM Act? The DREAM?
No, DACA, DACA.
Oh, DACA, which DACA. Isn't that part of the DREAM Act?
DREAM Act, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, an ex-Marine held over U.S. terror plot. The man allegedly discussed with undercover agents... targeting in San Francisco over Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Pier 39. He was all ready to go attack and drive a vehicle and kill people because that's their most popular area during the holidays for tourists.
And they haven't gone, thank God, in San Francisco. Hasn't been a big thing.
Yeah.
By the way, Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays. President Trump today said he wants everyone to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, we can say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And Happy Holidays.
Because there's
happy
other holidays and we should...
Kwanzaa. That's more politically correct.
Although I think people would go after you for that one.
Oh, really? Yeah. Christmas Kwanzaa?
Yeah, no, they find that disrespectful.
Then we got moved forward and a couple in Canada were killed.
What
couple in Canada?
A billionaire and his wife.
Oh, with the home invasion?
Barry and Honey Sherman were Canadian billionaires. They were left in a pool, and they were killed over the weekend. And they're still trying to figure it out.
What happened?
And people were shattered by the grief.
Canada.
Emotional.
What part of Canada?
It was in
Vancouver?
Montreal? Vancouver.
Yeah.
And the mystery of the tragedy. We'll find out what's going on. I have a friend of mine who does stuff for the Canadian press. We'll get him on and talk about it.
Okay.
So the only way we'll find out.
Yeah, Canadians are not used to having...
No, they don't have
like the very quiet...
Yeah.
What do you think about Miss America? We're going to switch to Miss America.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
Miss America boss mocked past winners. He would say, well, they're too ugly. They don't have no skin. They're not pretty.
Who said this?
The Miss America organization CEO mocked pageant contestants for their weight, their sex lives, and also other leaked emails came out. Can you imagine?
Well, this is still that whole, you know, entitled to judge women by their bodies thing. I mean, it's not, right. I mean, really.
Crazy.
Please, to have a figure like one of those Miss Americas and look as pretty as they, those gals are, it's just a lovely thing. And to mock it, yeah. What is this, making himself feel like he's more important? Well, maybe he's trying to, you know, break somebody's self-esteem so that he'll get lucky.
Probably. Probably. Anyway, UN slaps fresh sanctions on North Korea. The tough measures imposed over North Korea's missile programs targeting petrol supplies.
Oh, so what does that mean? Nobody's sending them petroleum anymore?
Well, what they're doing is they put sanctions.
What is that?
Stop them from getting oil.
From who? Who's sending them the oil?
Well, the UN is slapping sanctions.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, other countries. They go out
the
there.
The Chinese
seeking.
Are going to stop getting
China,
oil?
The Chinese black market.
Yeah.
Well. One of the two. By the way, Bitcoin slumps.
Yeah.
Sees trade suspended. The virtual currency's roller coaster ride continues sliding.
Yeah.
From almost 20,000 to 12,000 in a week.
God. Yeah, you had to get in on that thing early on. Otherwise, forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, We're gonna talk about some UFO stuff, about an investigation of. It's been in the news and it's all true, and all I can say is we're gonna go over some of the things that occurred, why it's happening, why it's coming out.
Oh, it's so going back up.
Is it the reptilians or the
Bitcoin
grays?
Just went up another $2,000 actually.
It's almost 15,000
on Joyce's phone.
Oh, well, like
reptilian.
The reptilian breed of alien. Oh, interesting.
A lot of stuff. It's just a couple of days ago. Anyway, get back
to We got our next one.
Anyway, so you got one more song?
Yeah, we got
All right, and then get our boys from Japan.
Definitely.
What is this movie?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, fabulous. Shall we do it?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, ready? It down. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out.
And there we go.
The audience is going, there's so many Christmas songs.
I know. So many people ladies.
I'm telling
let's,
you.
Let's talk to Christy really quick about her latest project.
Okay, well.
Christy, tell us.
Tell us what's going on with you. We haven't seen you since, it's been a while.
Since forever.
Yeah, I don't think we've actually really met. This is my first time ever to be on your show.
Yeah, it's my first time ever doing the show with you, Cameron.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah. This is great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. This is awesome. And I'm so excited to learn something new about the holidays. And so thank you for enlightening us all.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was wonderful. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah,
for sure. And
I love knowing history. It's the gossip about the human race.
It's the gossip of pre-existing gossip.
Look to the past. Look to the past to predict our futures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tell us, what are you doing? What kind of projects are you doing?
Well, I make movies. I'm a filmmaker, independent little filmmaker.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Don't be bashful. Tell them
and
about
she's
your
very,
Netflix show.
Very lovely looking woman.
Yeah, she's very gorgeous.
Oh, thank
as
you.
Well.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I use soap and water and I comb my hair.
And that is like, you know, 90% of it.
You know, sometimes I brush my teeth, you know. Yeah. Joyce was actually in my web series that I have. It's called Vape Wars, and I wrote it, and I produced it, and directed it. And we shot out off the grid in the Mojave Desert, we put it in the can in August. No, excuse me, in July, and then Amazon picked it up. And we're now streaming in 4 countries.
Oh, good.
Wow.
So so it was really fun. And then I got a really nice treat. We submitted it to a bunch of festivals, and it premiered in Cannes last 3 weeks ago, and it was at the Mediterranean Film Festival there, and they really seemed to like it. It's doing really well in the UK, and they gave us an honorable mention for Best Web Series.
Oh wow!
So
good.
It was an independent labor of love, and I'm so grateful.
About a possible movie of us on, you know, so people can see the series in a full length. Feature.
You mean feature? Yeah, my background. I have 2 feature films that I've produced and directed, and you know the whole written and everything. So, my last feature film is called Barracuda, and it won 3 Best Picture awards. Not at big festivals, but smaller ones, and it's also in worldwide distribution.
Barracuda, okay.
Yeah, and it's a vigilante thriller about sexual predators.
My God.
Yeah.
I
exposed it 5 years before it actually became mainstream, and it was the story of a phone sex operator turned vigilante who drives her Plymouth Barracuda across the country bringing sexual deviants to justice. So it's normal professional men who are also pedophiles and rapists.
And wonderful people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great because it brings to light
Harvey
reality.
Weinstein.
It brings to light reality how men that are perceived as great guys, you know,
I interviewed a lady.
Are actually predators.
I interviewed a lady.
I mean,
today.
Look at that guy that, you know, was the tie him up and torture them people. And he was like some elder in his church.
Or the politician with the 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Or the guy who ran for senator.
Yeah,
and they're fighting more and more about it.
Yeah.
I agree. The movie is good because it, you know, it came out at a great time. You know what's going on in the news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, the violence and all the lies and all the, you know, since this has been coming up with the president, all different, you know, his trials will be coming soon.
Yeah.
And his lies and.
Well, it's interesting because these sorts of behaviors, you know, it's nothing new. It's just now that it's starting to be aired out in the dirty laundry and everything. So I was just grateful to have been exposed to listening to these men say these things as a phone sex operator. So I actually did that research. And I wasn't very good at it. I would have done it longer. But what happened was I was able to get all this wonderful material, and then I heard everything, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I have got to do something about this. So that's what I did is I turned it into a screenplay. I got the money, and I went and I made it. And then it was time to actually get a deal for it. It was interesting because Hollywood didn't want to distribute it.
No, of course not.
And I actually pitched Weinstein briefly. And I was like, yeah, it's about sexual deviance. And he took off. And it was already complete. It wasn't a script. I wasn't looking for the funding. It was done. And I had already, you know, played the festival circuit and everything.
Well, he was obviously afraid.
It was a little too close.
Yeah.
Too close to home.
So that was an interesting moment. But, yeah, it's all.
Maybe he's one of the people who called you and you don't even know, you know. Maybe he doesn't know.
Who knows?
Time.
Crazy stuff. So but now
these guys need to get some other kind of hobby.
Well, everything is on Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
So they can go to Amazon. I mean, when it first came out, it was on Netflix and it was on everywhere. It was Best Buy and everything and DVDs and stuff. So now it's just Amazon streaming. Like everything else.
And also, Christy co-produced one of the films that Joyce and I did for Cannes as well, and Christy was also with us in Cannes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We were. It was fabulous. We gals always have a good time. It was so awesome because they had all these wonderful decadent gowns that they were wearing on the red carpet and stuff, and everyone
Joyce
was stopping, and they were shooting pictures of Amber and Joyce, and they were just such movie stars. I was so proud of them.
Yeah, the paparazzi was going crazy. We're all like, we don't even know if they know who we are or not.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was so fun. And we went, and there was the boat thing, and there was all the parties and stuff, which were great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, that must have been lovely.
But most of all,
we got a lot of good networking done, and Christy was amazing at networking. I even got us an interview with the Belgian press, too. That was fun.
That. Oh, that was wonderful. She was a great gal, and I remember we all were coming down the red carpet at the Palais, and then I remember filming you guys
behind the scenes and
their movie was amazing, and they got a really great response, and we loved it. So what's the name of it again?
We're looking forward to this next year.
We're trying to get people in and out because of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get the
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
We're going to bring in the band. It'll be awesome.
And then we're going to get Carmella.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, bring them in. I love Thank Carmella.
You
so much
for
coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Rick, for listening. We love you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you
happy
very
holidays.
Much.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Bye-bye.
Kwanzaa. Thank you very much, and we'll hear more. You'll come back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
The movie. Enjoy what we do. Oh, thank you. Yeah, afterwards, because okay. I'm going to try to navigate the show. Anyway, we're going to have Yoshi from Japan. He's going to sing. We don't know if it's going to be a Christmas song, but he's going to sing. Are you guys going? You go? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well,
great.
Because there's like three of them, so we
yeah,
gotta,
so we'll bring them in.
And this chair, let me
let's get Yoshi in here.
Computer for the box.
You just move over here.
Yeah, let's across. Just. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we do
Yoshi? Yay! Hey. Yoshi-san, how are you?
Good.
I know that guy.
What's going on?
Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And anyway, so let's get some people in. All right.
Can I get a?
Well, you're looking for the.
There they are.
Are we playing first? Is that what we're doing?
He needs a mic, and then. What have you been, how's you come in, have her come in to take a photo? That's okay. Hey, you come in, shut the door real quick. Because we're doing a live broadcast around the country. We're, by the way, BBS Radio in San Francisco. Ratings went up.
Oh, good.
By the way, we're on San Francisco Live. We're going to be in Phoenix Live. And we're going to be over in, I think we're going to Dallas next venture.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to hear about us. Yeah. You got your photographer. You got your photographer in here. Okay. So what song are you guys going to do?
Right now, we wanted to debut one of our singles.
Okay.
That's going to be coming out soon. Right now, this is just sort of the rough demo that we got, but we'd love to share it with you guys.
Go ahead.
We have it right here, actually.
Anyway, all right. You ready?
Oh.
It's so busy here.
The wires need to be attached.
Yeah.
There's so many wires. It's all electrical equipment, ladies and gentlemen, in radio land.
Well, you know what it is? You know, this is going to be life in the next century. We'll have wires everywhere. Yeah. We won't have a house, but we'll just have wires. But another thing I was going to mention before they sing about the UFO phenomena where was it, in Lancaster?
Oh, okay.
Where it was following a car, and the woman almost dropped dead when she saw them. It was a ship that was last week.
What kind of ship? What shape?
It was gray, is what they saw, and they took a picture of it.
Oh, good.
And what happened was it frightened her.
See, this is why they did non-disclosure years ago, because they're so terrified. Because remember after that radio broadcast of War of the Worlds, people were actually freaking out and trying to drive off into the mountains.
Oh my God.
People have got to calm down and get
calm
over
down.
It.
Calm down. Everything's going to be okay.
They're here. They're okay.
Everything's okay.
And maybe if we had got our act in gear, they wouldn't be threatening to leave.
Oh, yeah.
And leave us to fend for ourselves.
So you boys ready to play?
Okay.
Okay,
here we go. Started. And this is
what's
Page Not Turned.
A Page Unturned.
A Page Unturned.
A Page Unturned.
Sorry, here Page Unturned.
They're gonna sing their new song on Cameron Sports and Live. We welcome them. And it's Christmas, almost Christmas, as they say, around the country.
Yeah.
And it'll be wonderful. So people out there, you know, you don't have to shop today. Just listen to our
music. I'm just baking. I've been baking and making all kinds of food to give away.
Oh,
because who needs anything to dust? I'm like over having things that I have to dust.
You've been going.
Let me eat or use soap or, you know, flowers. That's it.
That's to the holiday.
That's it. I mean, really.
Or you go to the crazy market like I just went into, and people are so nuts. The people go, this is how they're driving. And
get it. Everybody's driving like crazy. People making right turns
ready?
From the left lane.
Right,
are you ready?
Yep.
You ready?
Okay. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I straying far behind? Am I running out of time? Am I falling under the weight of... That was made for waiting.
Hopefully it'll be coming out next week for
okay,
our first
good.
Single.
So everyone out there, they can go on
Spotify, iTunes, any of those.
Yeah, all streaming
okay.
services.
All streaming yeah. services. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Very good song. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
There's a synergy between you three. Is that it? Is happening? Is that, any other songs? Is that it for today?
We have one song that we would like to perform for you guys. Unfortunately, okay. my voice
let's
is a little
in,
bit
let's bring in Carmella. The lady out there, Carmella, bring her in. So this way we get everyone in.
Yeah, all right.
And meanwhile, that song brought back, to me, it brings back the punk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here and there.
We just have that.
It's yeah, it was yeah. pretty good. Hi!
Merry Christmas! Happy
Merry Christmas! Here, we'll get you a mic.
Sweetheart.
Get you in. We got live music. We got
it all going on.
And people are taking pictures. I'm telling you. It's
and now
what we can do. So you guys are set up?
Yes.
Yes. You said then we'll go to Carmella because I want to. Carmella's got a lot of stuff going on.
All
so
right.
let's do the song and then we'll get Carmella. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You need a headphone for.
Here you go. Yeah.
Sorry. And I apologize in advance. My voice is a little bit.
That's all right. It's
no apologies. Just
it's the weather. It's you.
Yes.
My
you.
Voice keeps getting deeper all the
when
time.
When they come out the show,
it's yeah. happening. The older I get.
Can I do a Facebook Live?
Totally.
Cool? Yes, ma'am.
Huh? Yeah.
Facebook Live, cool.
You're on.
Facebook Live. Oh, I. Yeah, put a live.
Can I do a live?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here we go.
Alrighty, this song is called Transition.
Transition!
And here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. going to be coming out soon.
Beautiful.
And the song is? For what?
Transition.
Transition.
Very beautiful.
Very lovely.
We'll be able to nice get it job. On.
And you wrote it?
On YouTube, Spotify, all the streaming services.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. For his portal on Instagram and Facebook.
Amazon.
Yeah.
And then also, when I introduce... See, you got a nice introduction.
Yeah,
music.
I love it. Should I put this on?
Carmela.
We'll pass.
Tonzi.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I finally got it right.
You got it right.
By the way, Carmela is a registered hypnotist, clinical. She does clinical work, consulting. And she had wonderful success with a lady that lost weight, a man that lost weight, and also...
Many people that lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And stress... You know, in society, we have a little stress.
A lot of stress.
Oh, I'm telling you.
A lot of stress.
I always
stress.
See it on the freeway when I'm going across.
How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
Good. We miss you. Well, last time we saw you, you had problems with your car.
Yes, but I made it to the show.
Yeah.
Yes, I made it just in the nick of time. Yes, it was good.
Better?
Yes.
Better?
It's all good.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done pretty good. Just been...
Good. Have you been stressed?
Well, I have with my mom, but she's okay.
Maybe we can help you. Want to do a live relaxation? We've never done that, Cameron.
We got to do a live.
I'm into live tonight. I'm all about doing something live.
Good.
Yay.
Anyway, so tell the folks where you're located.
Okay, my office is located in Atwater. Okay. That's south of Glendale, Los Angeles.
Okay.
I do Skype sessions. Actually, I have clients all over the world now. I can say as far as Morocco. I did a whole stress release program and confidence building program with Skype. And currently I'm working with a young woman in Chicago. I have a client that is bicoastal, goes from here to New York, so blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I my office is in Atwater, but I can be reached by Skype. Basically. I don't really give out my Skype number, but if you want to contact me, you can reach me at 323-258-6516. And the website is Mind Flow Hypnosis.
See, I got right here. I got it all with me.
Yep.
By the way, that you had a lot of nice write-ups from people.
Yes, yes.
And if you want to find out if someone... That's wonderful work. You just got to look at the comments.
Right.
Very nice comments.
Right. Well, I have a lot of testimonials on my website. And even when you come into the office, so I don't accept anyone with the work until they actually pass a screening. It's like a test. So it's about 30 minutes. And they come in and I see what's going on. And usually they'll come in for one thing. And basically it's nothing like what their real issue is. Sometimes it's a lot deeper and they don't know until they meet me. And so we set them up. If they pass the screening, with a program that's custom to their needs. And so it is also service guaranteed. So what that means is they're definitely going to get the results that they came for. They're purchasing an end result, basically, when they come in.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
No, that's good.
And it's guaranteed. So
and also I get people, UFO, because we do UFOs, mm-hmm. I get people that want to relive what they've seen.
Well, sometimes I was telling this story. Actually, I met with four trainers in our group. One of them came from the East Coast today, and we were talking about the wackiest stories some of us that have had. And I recalled a story that a woman. This is very actually intriguing. A woman came in, and she was actually wanting to recall her memory because she forgot where she put her money. I guess her husband had passed away, and for a very long time. She'd been saving money that wasn't in the bank, and so she wanted me to help her with memory regression. Well, the interesting part of the story is that she came in with a gentleman. Her husband had just passed, like several months.
Oh, wow.
She came in with another gentleman who she said was her boyfriend, and I was a little bit curious, like, what's going on here? And so he was an attorney, and it was kind of sketchy, I got to tell you. That one incident was sketchy. I was like, I think it was to her benefit not to recall. And she was very stressed out, so I think that's why she couldn't remember. But he was more interested in her just having a regression, and I said, absolutely not. That's not what I do. I said, she's under stress, so that means she needs help with her stress to release her stress.
Right.
And you know what? I dismissed them because
honestly, I think he just wanted her money. And, you know.
Wanted to know where the cash was.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
It was weird. It was really weird. It was really weird and really sketchy. And my intuition is pretty strong also.
Good for you.
And so I was like, I'm not going to do what they want.
Especially
and,
right in front of him if she was, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
she needed his permission all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
It was really weird. It was really,
not
it
when
was
you're
creepy.
An adult person.
Exactly. And it was just
strange. That's a strange one.
Yeah, so we, on occasion, we'll get weird stories, you know.
The reason I asked you because there's going to be a meeting of a group member of, not MUFON or the
OPARS.
Not Uber, another group is about going back to where they've seen where they were an abductee.
Mm-hmm.
So people wanted to ask me. So I said, well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
You know, I figured I'd leave it up to you if you could get them back. Like, we saw Kathleen Marston at Contact. She brings, that's what she does.
Right.
Uh-huh. She's a hypnotherapist.
Right.
And they've been leaving you alone for a while now, haven't they?
What was that?
They've been leaving you alone. They haven't been taking.
Well, they believe that things happen for, you know, Kathleen does her purpose.
No, I mean you personally.
Maybe you could do something while we have a little time.
That's why I'm saying let's do
what
something.
What would you do? You want to do something live?
I want to do some relaxation maybe or.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys, but here's the thing: we have listeners, right?
Yeah.
Live.
Yes.
Okay. So I actually had this come up in our conversation. If there's listeners that want to relax while I'm doing this relaxation, you cannot be driving.
Okay.
And so turn the radio or pull over.
Please.
You cannot be driving. You have to be sitting in a comfortable place where you're relaxed and that you're not putting anybody in danger.
Exactly.
Disclaimer. Or turn your phone off or whatever you're listening by. And not that I want to lose any listeners, but I just don't want to be responsible for
that people. That place would be a coffee shop, like a Starbucks. And
Yeah.
My
go ahead.
Says the same thing,
like
too.
Who would like to experience? I would like to relax you.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be relaxed.
Can we relax you?
Yeah. Or you want me to do it? Because you need to stay in charge? Or do you want to do it?
He has to stay in charge. I don't know if I could get him to relax. I would love to get him to relax.
I gotta do my little show here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
I didn't even get your name.
Oh, I'm Cassandra Elliott, but I'm also a Caffarelli Mucugliano Moriale. So,
what is that?
That's my Italian names.
You're Italian, also.
My mother's from Italy.
Did she know I'm Italian?
Yeah, from Canella. Come on.
You could do the whole thing in Italian now. I've never done that. All right. Cool. So
what would you like me to do?
Nothing.
You?
I'm going to lead now. So okay. I'm going to have you just follow along and we'll know, you'll be able to watch, right? So you'll see so again, listeners, please pull over if you're, driving really serious here. Make yourself safe. And so now I'm going to ask you to sit back into your chair. That's right. And as you sit back into your chair, I'd like you to take a very deep breath in. And let it out slowly now. That's right. And imagine now taking another deep breath in and letting it out, letting go of all the tensions and all the things that are going on in your life. Imagine pushing it out like an imaginary cloud or mist in front of you. And as soon your eyes begin to feel a little heavier, you can go ahead and close them now. And as you begin to close your eyes now, soon they will feel heavy and lock shut. Soon, the harder you tug at your eyelids, the heavier they will feel now. Soon, you will easily notice that they will feel locked closed. Your eyebrows will easily move up and down, and yet your eyelids will feel locked shut. Go ahead and satisfy yourself of that sensation now. Go ahead and tug as hard as you like, and notice they're locked shut. That's right. Soon, your mouth will begin to fill with saliva. As you begin to notice this, you can go ahead and swallow now. Your mouth is filling with saliva. Swallowing now, you're becoming even deeper and more relaxed. That's right. Taking another deep breath in. That's right. You really don't wish to move soon or do anything at all. The more still and motionless you remain, the easier it will be for you to relax now. Go ahead and sink deeper into the chair now. That's right. You begin to feel so loose and limp like a rag doll. Loose and limp like a rag doll. It's a strange sensation, but you really look so much more relaxed now. That's right. You're beginning to breathe a little bit softer now, noticing now that you're letting yourself go a little deeper now into relaxation. Imagine now that you're standing in a very posh staircase. 10 steps down into deeper relaxation. Begin taking the first step now, looking down at your feet. 1, going deeper now. 2, letting go. 3, drifting and floating and feeling more safe and relaxed. 4, so loose and limp. 5, so relaxed, deeper and deeper and deeper. 6, letting go. 7, so relaxed. 8, even deeper and more relaxed now. 9, and 10. In a moment now, you're going to feel me touch your wrist. And as if you feel me touch your wrist, your arm will actually begin to feel like it needs to float up in the air. Float up in the air. And as you allow your hand to float up in the air even higher, shoot it up higher and higher. All the tensions of your body now are going to begin to release. And notice that your arm becomes rigid and rock solid. Soon it begins to shake. It becomes so rigid and rock solid, you really can't bend it or do anything at all. It's shaking and swaying now, beginning to shake and sway a little bit more. And soon, when you hear a clap, it will go down like a loose and limp rag doll. That's right. You are so relaxed now, just letting yourself drift. And as you did that little exercise now, notice how much deeper you feel more relaxed. Imagine all the tensions you came in with are gone. And for the sake of the exercise now, we'll let you slowly come back into the room. When I count from 1 to 5, and 5, you will be wide awake and refreshed and feel like you almost had a 2-hour nap. And remember everything that you experienced and yet feel so wonderfully relaxed and full awake enough to drive home tonight. So 1, hearing the sound of my voice moving more rapidly. 2, beginning to feel the chair beneath you. 3, able to move your fingers now. 4, wanting to come back into the room. And 5, wide awake, refreshed, and open your eyes.
She's awake!
Yay!
All right. How do you feel?
It's good. It feels like you know, when you do meditation.
Well, next time when she comes, I'll have to go on that seat. We'll switch. I'll have you guide the show. Anyway, what a nice holiday show. People out there, by the way, we're going to be our show will be repeated tomorrow morning.
By
the way, we're going to have on Sunday too. So everyone out there, you can listen. What a great way to have a relaxing Christmas.
Do this
Kwanzaa,
at home.
Whatever.
Yeah, people. Do it.
Yeah,
They need to call me and see
what's going on in their life. You know, honestly, the holidays is really sad for a lot of people. And we can really help with depression. And, you know, sometimes it's tensions with family members or things that don't go right, right? So it builds up a lot. And now is the perfect time to, you know, start thinking about the new year and how you're going to not have the same thing happen over and over again. Like have a bad year, so this is definitely the time to give me a call.
New Year's next week.
Next week. New Year's goal and
2018.
We're doing a show on New Year's Day.
You know, whoever thought I'd make it this far in life? 2018.
Yeah, it's gonna be next week.
I know.
Be the first show January.
This is great. I'm telling you, I can feel my whole, especially my left side of my body is.
See a live testimonial.
Just very loose.
Yeah, you look more relaxed. Look, and you notice her skin tone has changed a little bit.
Yes.
She was pale before. Now you have, you're a little flush. You have color.
Flush
in a good way. You have color.
I know. It's looking a little
pale. By the way, you can book up an appointment with Carmela. And by the way, are there any insurance that you take?
I do not take insurance, no.
Is there hypnosis? Insurance.
I don't take hypnosis, but I'm really good with payment plans if people need a little help with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because in my new plan I have, it's a whole story with Blue Cross.
Yeah.
Blue Cross canceled all of us before the holiday, and I had to get a plan. And this new plan, I got hypnosis.
Oh, good.
So good for you.
Okay, good. I really don't know how that works.
I should call my people and find out because I have Blue Cross.
I got a letter and they just said they're canceled.
But how do you know the hypnotist that you're going to see? Hello.
No, it's open to anybody. They pay out.
Yeah.
They pay out whoever.
Oh, okay.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Anyway, what I was going to mention, thank you very much. Next week will be New Year's. So we're gonna start the New Year's. We're going to have some psychics.
Oh, fun.
Oh, good. Psychic predictions. I want to know
psychic predictions
for my new year.
Maybe we get Shannon to come.
Yeah. Okay. She's still traveling? I'm not sure.
I don't even know. I haven't talked to her.
Yeah. I haven't seen her either.
I've been busy doing stuff about politics and stuff. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to thank Carmela Dunze.
Yay!
We want to thank the group.
Page Unturned.
Yes, Page Unturned.
Yay!
And then we want to thank Cassandra. Elliot,
thank you.
And then the girls that sang earlier.
The Christmas carols. It was amazing. Yes.
Yeah, we come to the LA Talk Radio girls. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yay.
Good night from
Los Angeles, California.
That's right.
US
got it.
Of A.
Woo!
There you go.
Planet Earth.
All right.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.